In its letter to Pebble, the Army Corps says the company needs to include in-kind compensatory mitigation within the Coctule River watershed. The proposed mine site is at the headwaters of the Coctule River. The Army Corps says that impacts at the mine site total more than 2,800 acres of wetlands, 130 acres of open water, and almost 130 miles of streams. Alana Hurley has been fighting against Pebble since 2004. Now she's the executive director of the United Tribes of Bristol Bay. She says the Army Corps' assessment of the project is huge news.
There is no way for them to mitigate their way out of the devastating impacts of this project. It is impossible. And so we are hopeful that the final agency action, the final permit decision, will reflect that.
Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan both joined in saying that the project should not receive a federal permit as currently proposed. The Army Corps released its final environmental review of the project last month, in which it said that the project would not have substantial impacts on Bristol Bay's fish populations. August 24th was the soonest it could have released a record of decision for a federal permit of the mine. Hurley says that while this is not a final permit decision, it shows that the Army Corps is lining up with organizations that have protested the mine because of its potential impacts on the region.
And it is clear that it's impossible for Pebble to be able to mitigate those impacts, especially for Native people. You cannot mitigate devastating impacts to our traditional way of life that has thrived here for thousands of years.
Pebble says the Army Corps' request is a normal part of the permitting process and is entirely unrelated to recent statements from right-wing political and media figures opposing the project. It said in a news release Monday that the company is currently involved in, quote, an effort to present a mitigation plan to the Army Corps that complies with the requirements of this letter, unquote. It also says that this is the Army Corps' first formal request for mitigation to the project's wetlands impacts. Lisa Reimers is a board member of Iliamna Natives Limited and the CEO of Iliamna Development Corporation. Iliamna is one of the communities closest to the project. Reimers supports the project, and she says the Army Corps' request for more information doesn't surprise her. That's because the Corps recently determined that the least environmentally damaging transportation corridor for minerals and other materials was the so-called Northern Route, a road along the shore of Lake Iliamna. The letter also asked Pebble to provide a mitigation plan for the transportation route and the port site.
I think it's just they have to go into more mitigation, that's what I believe, and figure out what they need to get to the Army Corps to continue with getting them the information to get a rod. So I don't think it's the end of the story for Pebble, like everybody wants to believe it is.
The Bristol Bay Native Corporation opposes the project. CEO and President Jason Matrokin says they are celebrating the news.
Not only does the project not pencil out monetarily, but it doesn't justify the permit in the eyes of the region, BB&C, and now the Corps.
Despite the developments in the regulatory discussion surrounding the project, Matrokin isn't holding his breath.
The deposit remains in the ground, and until such a time when there's a different path or there's a different determination for the land ownership structure, this is still on state land, so the state has a big say in this. Just feel that we're going to celebrate the news of today. We're going to continue to advocate on behalf of the region, both the proper protection of our lands and resources, but at the same time, the proper development of our lands and resources.
The Army Corps says Pebble has 90 days to submit a compensatory mitigation plan. Pebble says it will release the plan in a matter of weeks. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.